USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Senator Lindsey Graham is defending former President Trump against federal charges under the Espionage Act. The South Carolina Republican on ABC's This Week asked, why wasn't Hillary Clinton charged?
Take a hammer to social media devices and break them apart. Apply bleach bit to a hard drive to erase emails. Allow classified information to get on a felon's computer.
Graham added that most Republicans believe a different set of rules are being used against Trump. However, an attorney general who served in the Trump administration says painting the former president as a victim is, quote, ridiculous. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Bill Barr disagreed with claims by Trump and many Republicans that the DOJ's 37-count indictment is politically motivated. Trump is expected to turn himself into authorities in Miami on Tuesday. Interstate 95 was closed indefinitely on Sunday in Philadelphia after a tanker truck caught fire, causing a freeway overpass to collapse. Crews were called to the scene to put out the huge blaze, but there's no word on the status of the truck driver or other possible casualties. This is Battalion Chief Derek Bomer.
We had heavy fire from a vehicle. Once we tried to extinguish the fire here, we did upgrade it to a hazmat box because we got reports that it could have been a tanker.
While it's not certain how long the closure will last, officials in Philadelphia urge commuters to plan for an alternate route to start the week. A Biden administration official says China has been spying on the USA from Cuba for years. The official says the listening post on Cuba is something the administration inherited, as it had even been upgraded in 2019. The admission came days after the White House denied a Wall Street Journal report that claimed the two countries reached an agreement to have an eavesdrop facility in Cuba. This is USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Miami Mayor Francis Suarez is teasing a big announcement as speculation grows about a presidential run.
My announcement is to stay tuned. Next week, I'm going to be making, like you said, a big speech in the Reagan Library.
Without mentioning a possible White House bid, Suarez told Fox News Sunday that speech will discuss what the country's future should look like. A battle over migrant dumping in California is heating up, with one governor threatening another.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is maintaining his threat of criminal prosecution against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as migrants from Central and South America are flown to Sacramento.
On the basis of facts of evidence that were provided, and by the way, I was there with these folks directly and listened to how they, human beings used as pawns for a guy's political advancement. That's pretty sad and pathetic.
Newsom alleges that the migrants were lured to California under false pretenses. He vows to hold accountable anyone involved, including DeSantis, if California laws were broken. I'm John Schaefer.
It was a short-lived stay at the top for Spider-Man. Transformers Rise of the Beasts opened with $60.5 million to edge out Spidey in this week's box office battle. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse earned just over $55 million in theaters across the U.S. and Canada. The Little Mermaid was third, followed by Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.